Blog Talk Radio.
Flesh.
big difference. And one of the things we talked about, but we'll get into it in a moment, is that word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we take this time to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for bringing us to such a time as this. Most of all, thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we know that we are saints. It's in your word, Father God, that we know, according to John 8:31, 32, 33, that we've been set free. We've been set free, Father God, from everything, from religion, from denominational. We've been set free from everything, poverty. We've been set free. So I thank you, Father God, for your word, because Romans 8:37 says that we are more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. And Father God, I just believe that. I believe what your word says above everything else. Your word have decreed and declared, and we're standing on it. I believe, Father God, that we've been accepted by your love, according to Ephesians 1:6. And the reason for that, because we've been crucified with Christ. And because Christ lived, we live. That's what Galatians 2:20 says, Father God. So I just believe it. I hold true to that. We're free from condemnation, according to John 5:2. According to Romans 8:1, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that we're a people that's walking after your Spirit, not after filthy lucre, not after the things of this world, but after your Spirit for our eternal life. Because we understand this is about our eternal life. I thank you, Father God, that we are born of you, and the evil one can't touch us. I don't care how he tried. According to 1 John 5:18, hallelujah. And Father God, since I made mention that, let me make sure I make mention of the fact for the miracles you did for me this week. Hallelujah. You opened my eyes to show me once again that you are God, and beside you there's nothing. Moving mountains is nothing. Moving people is nothing. Moving situations is nothing for you. And I thank you, and I want the world to know they can trust a God like you, a God that's in his word, inside of his word, that keeps his word. I thank you, Father God, because we can have fellowship with other saints in the spirit of unity. I thank you, Father God, that we're the light of the world. Hallelujah. And Father God, I pray for this country, pray for the world. Most of all, I pray that this coming week, it will be a trying week for America. But I pray, Father God, that you give them the strength to carry on your will. Most of all, your will. And your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, in us as it is in heaven. I thank you. That's what's going to happen. And Father God, if I forgot, thank you for us being a partakers of your divine nature. Hallelujah. Okay, brothers and sisters, this week we dealt with what it means to be led by the Spirit of God. And to be led by the Spirit of God is to be led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We introduced the subject this week, and in our study, we learned that if you're going to be led, you need to be led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And how you going to be led by the Holy Ghost when you don't know who the Holy Ghost is? See, it's many spirits out here. So the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be of God. That's really important, brothers and sisters. You can't believe every spirit. You can't believe every time somebody is saying amen, hallelujah, that they are of God. You don't even know what's behind that. They may be doing that for filthy lucre. I'm learning nowadays, most people have this vision about money. And because they've seen a couple other preachers been successful at having airplanes and jets, excuse me, I apologize, I shouldn't say it, airplane, I mean jets. They're having jets and things of that nature. They want the same thing. That's what they have a desire for. And we know, Heavenly Father, that we should desire to be led by the Holy Spirit itself. So, as we explore the New Testament concerning the Holy Spirit and his ministry, matter of fact, just the very thought that his name is the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Yeah, that God wants us to have this relationship with the Holy Ghost. I know people want to say the Holy Spirit, and that's fine. One and the same. But brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, they don't want to deal with the characteristics of the Holy Ghost. Because that's what you got to be led by. We understood this week that the Holy Ghost is the truth. It's called the Spirit of Truth. And the different things it does. So one of our first scriptures that we dealt with is found over here in John 14 and 26. So y'all kind of bear along with me here. I may be doing double duty today. John 14, 26. We talked about that this week. And for those that are listening to us by way of the internet, I thank God for you. I was surprised to know that we do have several people who listen to us faithfully, and I want to give you a shout out. The Bible says in John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in my name. Now, Jesus called him the Holy Ghost. We don't need to change that. We need to keep it right there. He's the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And what things soever, doesn't matter, all things. Well, what about family? Family too. What about if you should enter into a political arena? If that's where you at and you depend on the Holy Ghost, he'll teach you. The important thing is that he wants to teach us spiritual things and how to associate spiritual things with the things of God. And that I find out to be a big problem with a lot of churches. That they don't want that. They don't want to be led by the Holy Ghost. They want to be led by a bunch of rules and regulations. They want to be led by what the preachers say, the pastor, the bishop. See, people have just really taken God out of the equation, and they're leaning to their own understanding. Instead of saying, well, if Jesus called it the Holy Ghost, why wouldn't you call it the Holy Ghost? Huh? Think about that. Don't you want to be like Christ? When he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And what did Jesus say? He called it the Holy Ghost. He said, the Father going to send the Holy Ghost in my name. And the reason he's going to send him, so he can teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And that is just like so important, brothers and sisters. Who you're being taught by, what you're being taught. See, because it's who you're being taught will determine if what you're being taught. Ooh, man, I better say that again. Who you're being taught by would be determine what you're being taught. See, what you're being taught don't determine who's teaching you. which that's what a lot of people think. They think what they're being taught have determined what who's teaching them. It's not. It's just the opposite. Who teaching you will determine what you've been taught.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost's job is to teach. So if you're not letting the Holy Ghost teach you all things, then who's teaching you? Where are you getting it from?
Right.
See? So it's important that you're being led by the Holy Ghost. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
We made mention of that this week. Whatever your job is what you do. If your job is nursing, you nurse. You administer medicine. If your job, the doctor, you diagnose cases. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's your job. If your job is driving a truck, you get your CDL and hit the road. That's what you do.
Amen.
I don't want to see a truck driver administering a vaccination. That's your job.
Let's
do your job. The Holy Ghost's job is to lead, guide, and direct us. Brothers and sisters, so that's why we felt like the nuclear of this truth, getting to the very nature of what we're talking about, is who you're being led by, what you're being led by.
Yeah,
and we were hoping
yeah.
this week that we get this clear understanding, or at least it'd be a little bit more understanding, that you just don't be led by any spirit. But the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity, one that's abide in your heart and not your head.
All right.
You know, a lot of people have the Holy Ghost don't know where it lives at. So they transfer from their heart to their head, and they start believing in their head. Well, I think this and I think. See, that's it right there. That's where you just blew it. Do not transfer from your heart to your head. Your head is designed to take knowledge and all that good stuff. You can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But the Holy Ghost's job is to be in your spirit, man. See? That's how that works. You won't change. When I think about the Holy Spirit being the third person and it's abiding in the heart of believers, that tells me that's the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The church.
Hallelujah.
And this is the age of the church. We hit on that a little bit Monday. And since the Pentecost, the Holy Ghost has been empowered to empower the church. I'm going to say that one more time. That since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, has been empowered to empower the church to spread the gospel, Jesus Christ, and to call out people for his name's sake. That's what the Holy Ghost really does. It teaches the grace of God. It teaches the love of God. And there's a lot of things that we attribute to the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. He don't teach you how to go build a building.
All right.
Now, I know a lot of stuff is contributed to the Holy Ghost, but brother and sister, can I be real honest with you today? The Holy Ghost want to teach you spiritual things.
Yes, yes. Amen.
That's why I like John 16:7. We're going to go back. We'll go there. As pastor, she'll read out of the Messenger Bible, if she'd be so kind. In John 16, I said 16:7. But, well, yeah, okay, we'll go there. That was one of the scriptures we touched on this week. 16:7, where he said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter," talking about the Holy Ghost, "will not come unto you, but I, I depart, I will send him unto you.
Amen. And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And from the Message Bible, let me see here. Okay. From the Message Bible. Instead, the longer I've talked, the sadder you become. So let's say it again. This truth is better for you that I leave. If I don't leave, the friend won't come. But if I go, I'll send him to you. Amen.
Amen. So you got to understand what was going on. These disciples for 3.5 years, they depended on Jesus. When they need bread, Jesus made bread.
Yes.
They needed shelter. Jesus provided. See, they never experienced anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
They had, I mean, the healing was all about Jesus. Somebody gets it. They had that assurance. They had that confidence. That, hey, whatever go on, it was going to be taken care of. Man, what an awesome time to live in a time where you're not worried about no COVID-19. You're not worried about thugs. You're not. You got Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank
but
you,
it's
Lord.
The same thing today, brothers and sisters. If you believe in the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, now I'm going to send him. And to put a pen in, let me tell you this too. The Holy Ghost could not come until Jesus sent him. Now Jesus died now. Jesus said, now I got to send him. I got to give him order to go back. It's clear.
Yeah.
Go take care. And here's what I want you to do. Teach him everything that the Father and I know. That's what you're going to teach the people. The things I promised the disciples over there in John 14:26, it got to be carried out. And the only way it can be carried out is through the Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting it. You see why it's so significant. You see why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
We understand who's teaching and what they're teaching. The Holy Ghost can't teach anything but the truth. Jesus said, it'll testify me.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have his own gospel.
Amen.
It's sad. I listen to some of the, I go different places over the internet, and some of these places, I listen to these preachers, and I'm saying, okay, what is the meat of their message? What is the, I mean, people get excited, man. Woo! Man, you ought to see the people just pouring in the amen, the hallelujah, the donations. And people just get all emotionally, they get excited. And it's not just Pastor Bell people, you know. It's just not, you know, the people of color. There's other people.
All right.
White.
Yeah.
And they forget what the real meat, the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about eternal life. They get through telling people how you can name it and claim it and get rich, and their message is about getting an offering. And they'll use any scripture that suit their fantasy, but the whole idea is to get a earthly offering. Brothers and sisters, this is going to just blow you away. If the gospel free, let it stay free.
All right now. Say that, Pastor. Say that.
Church. Holy Ghost ain't going to do that. Holy Ghost, he'll have no need for money.
Amen.
It's too plain, man. The Holy Ghost doesn't teach that.
That's right.
It teaches truth. It teaches us to observe. It teaches us to be a student of the master. Whatever the master taught, do that. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're supposed to be students of what the master say.
That's right.
So that's what the Holy Ghost want to do. But if you're not going to be a student, then you're going to be the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says he is called the Spirit of Truth. And what he come for, according to John 16:13-14, well, we'll read that because I just don't want to throw it out there for you. But I'm telling you, we touched on it one day this week. We're going to be touching on it again. But in 13:14, I know I just read something, but I just want to make sure everybody get this. He says, 13:14, he says, how be it when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you to things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. And so in the Message Bible, but when the friend comes, the Spirit of Truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I've said, he takes from me and delivers to you. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
So the Holy Ghost get it from Christ, then he bring it to us. Same way Christ did. Got it from the Father.
Yeah.
And he brought it to us. The Holy Ghost in that same lane, same zone, if you will.
Yeah.
What he does is teach what Jesus said to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So getting outside of that, brothers and sisters, and I'll tell you right now, if you're not spiritual, you'll miss everything being said. Because it's not
for you.
It'll be foolishness to you. That's what it'll be. It'll be foolishness. It won't make no sense. Especially a spiritual sense. So, he shall not speak of himself, but he shall glorify me. Now, look at the gospel that you've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
What is it glorifying?
Mm-hmm.
Your new car, your new jet plane, your home. What is it glorifying? Is it glorifying the Father? If it's not, you got the wrong gospel.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're not talking about what Christ did for us and how we can be like him and our eternal life. If it's not glorifying him, brothers and sisters, we're preaching the wrong gospel.
Hallelujah. Mm. Say that. Say that.
These are not my words, brothers and sisters. I wouldn't even try to take credit for it. I just want to be a student. When you're a student, you want to learn. That's what a student does. They want to learn. I was looking on TV the other day. These students, they were saying, you know, we want to be back in school. Wait a minute. The real student don't want to. The real student want to learn. They don't care if they got to be in school. It doesn't matter. They just That's what a student want to do. They ain't trying to guide and direct. Hey, I just want to learn.
Amen. Amen.
To be, our hearts need to be on this truth, and that is,
mm-hmm.
Lord, guide us in all truth.
Yeah. Amen.
And see, when the Holy Ghost start teaching you, he ain't speaking of himself. Can I say that one more time? He's not speaking of himself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Then Tuesday we talked about, and then Wednesday as well, but we talked about there are 262 passages in the New Testament which mention the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. And in these 262 passages that are found, 24 of them, of the 27 books of the New Testament, and then we talked about the only ones which did not mention Second and Third John was the ones that did not mention about the Holy Ghost. We talked a little bit about the four Gospels and how it can contain 56 passages of Scripture in reference to the Holy Ghost. And we made mention of there is 113 passages that's referenced to the Holy Ghost by Paul himself alone. And the other books from, other epistles, I should say, and that's included Revelation, contain the other 36 reference of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Now, why is that important, you ask? Because unless you be knowing what you're being led by, there is a strong possibility that you could be being led by the wrong spirit.
All right.
So make clear. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, I have been led by the wrong spirit.
Me too, Pastor.
That's another thing the spirit of truth does. The spirit of truth will say, okay, you was in error. Hey, let's admit it and let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You thought what you were doing was good and was right and so forth and so on, but God showed the errors of your way, that was not his heart. You think God's heart, really? You know, I'm just going to ask this question, Pastor, to those out there that got their mind on money. You think God will take poor people money and go and buy a jet? You think God would do that?
No, he wouldn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. But just come to reason. Come to your senses and think about it. So why would a person teach that? They're not teaching the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
use
for an illustration, well, this CEO of this company has this and has that, so I should have the same thing. They're comparing themselves with the world top CEO. And I'm a man of God, or I'm a woman of God, and I should have this because Sally Sue have it, and because brother, enough already, man, enough already. That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
And so don't get caught up with these different spirits. The Bible said, And I'm sure that's what I'm going to share next week, because there's so many spirits that it seems like it's expressing the Father's relationship, but it's not. These spirits come to steal, kill, and destroy. They're going a roundabout way to do it. So we need to know what God's spirit does and who he is and what he does and our relationship with the Spirit. That is true, and it's based on the Word of God. Our gifts from the Spirit. that we're like the love of God that's been bestowed upon us. So he's going to turn mm-hmm. around and give things and take it. And there's a lot of stuff you get, you want to contribute to God, and it's okay because you're to give thanks for everything. But don't say God did something. You're just being thankful.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, because you got a lot of people, listen to me, saints, you got a lot of people don't even believe in God and got more than Christian, got more stuff than Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Any better reason that God is unfair. I know folks that, man, I don't, this sister here, she don't go to church and she got this and got that and I go to church. See, all that's flesh. You thought that was spirit. Mm-hmm. All that was flesh.
Amen.
And you weren't speaking of the Holy Ghost, you were speaking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to know where the fine line there. You got to rightly divide the word of truth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You want to compare yourself with the world and say, well, the world, they do this and they do that. And, yeah, I'm going to church and I'm preaching and I'm doing this and I'm living like, and so I shouldn't have to do this. So, therefore, y'all need to pick up me a big offering.
Mm. Have mercy.
I live, I tell you, God is not pleased.
Amen.
He's not pleased with you comparing the word with the world. Because he done told you to come out of the world.
That's right.
He told us to not conform to this world. Don't
mm-hmm.
be like him.
That's right.
And preachers all the country is teaching folks to be like the world in a real subtle way. They're not real bold with it. But every now and then you hear that code. See, there's a code in a lot of the messages that preachers preach. They don't want to preach the truth like the Holy Ghost say, that the Holy Ghost teach them spiritual things.
Mm.
See, yeah. That's what the Holy Ghost want to do. Want to speak spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, we have to have a spiritual relationship rather than a physical relationship. But,
mm-hmm.
like I was saying, there's so much that we got to learn about the self-same spirit of the Holy Ghost. It teaches spiritual things across the board. Eternal life. Teach the Lord's spirit. Teach the spirit of the servant across the board. The spirit of life. Yeah.
Yes.
We need to know, like, the spirit of grace. So those are things that we can get into next week. But Jesus specifically told the disciples that he, the spirit of truth, is coming, and he's going to bring this stuff back to your memory that I told you. He ain't going to tell you nothing different. He's going to tell you the truth.
Amen. Amen.
And you may not like this, but the Holy Ghost speaks the truth if you like it or not. If you accept it or not. It doesn't matter with the Holy Ghost. He don't do your thing. He teach his thing. And his thing is the truth. He testifies of Jesus Christ. He tells us about spiritual things, Holy Ghost. He tells us about the spirit of glory, how God wants to. He tells us about the promises of God spiritually, about our eternal life spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
The world has already been condemned, so the Holy Ghost don't want to condemn you. It want to tell you what it has for you. It has life. It has peace. It has joy. You can be restored. Remember what he said? They that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of me. Not anybody, but they that are spiritual. You don't want no anybody trying to restore you.
Amen. Say that. Say that. Amen.
you don't want anybody trying to tell you what to do, because they done went through their little trials and tribulation. They caught hell, and folks done beat them up so bad, so they want to put the shoe on the other foot. Oh, yeah, it's my turn now, and you finna bust somebody upside the head with your philosophy, with your crazy and foolishness and shenanigans. And, well, yeah, if you don't do this, and God don't do this, and I literally heard people debate what God was going to do. And all you had to do was just read the Bible. She said one time, I didn't know God was a loving father.
Mm.
Thought he was this big God that sits up, and every time you do something, bam, slap you out your head. You shouldn't have did this. Because, see, that's all I had heard these folks say. And kind of find out they didn't know God.
All right. Amen.
So instead of preachers are actually teaching people, like Jesus taught, that the quickening of the spirit is by the Holy Spirit. Quickening means make alive. They're not trying to teach. Well, I got paper for you, John 6:63 now. So I guess I gotta go there with some of this stuff. But in John 6:63. You know, if you think about it, brothers and sisters, this stuff is just, like when I think about the spirit of truth, what else the spirit, what else he going to teach? He can't teach anything else. He don't have any choice. The Holy Ghost doesn't have any choice. That's the way we need to become. We need to come, hey, I don't have no choice. Y'all may not like me, but oh well. But in John 6, I think I said 663. It says, go ahead and find it. Now, hold on for a second. I got a lot of stuff going on. It says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. Nothing. Underline nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
All right.
You know what
you're
gonna
do? Amen.
Nothing. He said, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. And from the Message Bible, the spirit can make life sheer, muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Oh, wow. Let me say that again. The spirit can make life. Sheer muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Every word I've spoken to you is a spirit word, and so it is life making. Amen.
That's awesome, man. Understand this. Life is spiritual. Our life is spiritual, not physical. Now, we're having human experiences, but our life should be, everything should be predicated on you being spiritual. Doesn't matter what it is. Everything has to be spiritual. Even your forgiveness needs to be in a spiritual way. It's got to be taught to be in a spiritual way. They that are spiritual, restore such a one. In the spirit of meekness. See that? There you go. Yeah.
Amen.
Now, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So we ought to teach people to speak spirit and speak life. That what Jesus taught, that the spirit quickening means make alive. So we should be making people's spirit alive to truth.
Amen.
It's just so much to try to cover in a week, but I'm not going to get away from what Jesus taught. Jesus taught that the Holy Ghost spoke in the Old Testament and, in fact, caused us to be written. Yeah. He said, the Holy Ghost taught that I was coming. I'm here now. Now I'm teaching you that the Holy Ghost is coming. So when it comes, listen to him, because he's the one that got the code.
Did I say that?
He's the one that got the code.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God.
Let's see. Something else I made note of that we talked about. I know what I was going to tell you. If Jesus claimed that he was led by the Holy Ghost, which he was, why wouldn't you want to be led by the Holy Ghost? How I know that. You remember over in Luke 4 and 18? Well, you know what? Let me go over there and do that one. I think I need to read that. Luke 4. And Anna, I just love when the Word of God is involved. But I should explain what I'm saying. That the Word is involved in the Word. That's when you get in truth, man. The 18th verse says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are abused."
Amen. From the Message Bible, God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burden and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the assistant, and sat down. Amen.
Amen. Well, for those that may not quite understand where she went to the 20th verse, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord with the year of Jubilee when everything go free. And what happened was he actually took the book and said, "Now this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He wasn't even supposed to open that scripture.
All right now.
Let the people in the synagogue tell it. If you would let those people tell it, that was for the Messiah. And they didn't know the Messiah was right there. That scripture was set aside for when the Messiah would come, this would be what he would do. Matter of fact, all the eyes of the people fastened on him. They like, "What? Do you know what you're reading?" That's why they were looking at him like they were looking at him like they crazy, like you crazy. You know, come here, man. Aren't you Mary's son? Aren't you Joseph's boy? You know what you just read? You ain't supposed to read that. Yeah, them church folks went out of shape. They didn't know what was going on.
Amen.
And now I'm telling you, Jesus had to tell these people, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. See, that's when the word on the word, in the word, is being the word. You got all truth there.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah. See, Jesus up there and read it. Then he turned around and lived it and showed them what it was. See, if people would focus on the spiritual thing, that's what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
So notice he said this is what when you're being led by the Holy Ghost, look what he does. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's being led now. He anointed me. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, there's some preachers take that meaning where they want to preach to the poor so they can get rich. No, the poor in spirit.
Ain't
talking about financial.
Hallelujah.
But the poor in spirit. He sent me to heal broken hearts. See, there it is right there. That's the spirit man been broken. These church folk can mess up so many folk till their heart is broken. And then and then he told him, preach deliverance. See, all of that has to do with spirit, people. Not flesh. To set the captives free and recover the sight of the blind. To sit at liberty. Awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll open it up. If someone wanted to say something, all you got to do is press 1. We had an awesome week. I do want to thank Pastor and Evangelist Renee and Evangelist Sharon for thanks for Thursday. They did such an awesome job. Evangelist Renee prayed. Those that don't know, she prayed. That was Thursday. And Evangelist Sharon gave us a couple of pieces of meat and some sandwiches that was real tasty. And you all know that Pastor got a little carried away, but it's okay because I love her for that. She just let the Spirit use her. And Alicia Keys would say she was on fire. The girl is on fire.
Ooh, Brother
But if anybody have any scriptures they want to share from this week.
Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor, I'm truly enjoying the teaching on the Holy Ghost, and you know we don't get enough of that, and I just thank God for this lesson, because it sheds a new light on things. As you were saying, we was taught differently, and so now we're being taught by the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for that. I think we also had read Romans 8:5, where it talks about the Holy Ghost teaches us the real life, which is a spiritual life. And the Message Bible said those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them living and breathing God. And in my notes, I also have the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost still teaches. He will teach us all truth, direct us in the truth for God. And there is no difference between, there is a difference in between man's teaching and the teaching of the Holy Ghost. So that's why we got to be led by God's Spirit. And that is very different than man's spirit. So that's why this lesson is just so powerful, that we should be open to God's teaching of the Holy Spirit. And so I thank God for that. Because our spiritual food comes from the Word of God. That's our spirit.
Hello?
It was something else. Yes, it was something else in my notes. I was just glancing back over, but this teaching on the Holy Ghost is just so powerful. I mean, I'm just thankful that the Spirit of God is moving in our lessons and helping us to understand it better about the teaching of the Holy Ghost. So I did want to read Romans 8:5.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible, Romans 8 and verse 5. It said, those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never getting around to exercise it in real life. Those who trust God's actions in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Amen, amen. So, you know, we definitely need His Spirit in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us. And from God's Word, it says, those who live corrupt nature have the corrupt nature's attitude, but those who live by the spiritual nature have the spiritual nature's attitude. Amen. So this is why we have to have the Holy Spirit, so we have the right spirit. I'm reminded of David.
The right
David
mindset.
Said, and that's right, in the right mindset. Just like David said, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And that's where we have to have it. And the Holy Spirit will teach us to have that right spirit. Amen. Back to you, Pastor.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, you know, we did a comparison Monday. I want to say it was Wednesday, but I want to tell you, the flesh profit nothing.
Yeah.
People that focus on the flesh for everything, it profits you nothing. You're going to get nothing from it. It's your spirit, man. And you can't cross them over. A lot of times, people miss out spiritually because they're so into the flesh. They're so into man's laws, and they take the Bible and twist it and say, well, you know, God's word said, yeah, but that was for the flesh. People are led by the Spirit. I said something to somebody yesterday, and I don't need, and I'm just going to say this since we're there. Everybody don't have a spiritual mind.
All right.
They can only see the flesh. I saw this lady, she couldn't pay the assessment they assessed her to pay. And because she couldn't, they want to put her out of this organization, which I really took a seat back and said, you know, or a stand back, to say, you know what, I don't even deal with this because that's flesh. But just to make sure that people understand clearly, brothers and sisters, flesh is flesh and spirit is spirit. I said, that ain't going to hurt your salvation, honey. Don't even worry about it because they won't let you participate because you don't have finances. I know right now people are getting put out because they don't have finances to stay afloat. I'm glad Biden is changing that. For the first next 6 months, they can't put you out if you don't have money. See, that's where the world thinks. Don't have money. Just like this one couple I know, they can't get a divorce because they don't have the money. So they're going to be held in bondage because they don't have the money. If they had the money, they'd get out. But you see, worthy people, that's the way they think. But they can't see a person's heart. They can't see that, you know what? They didn't cast the first sin. And the person that, without sin, let them cast the first stone. They can't see the spiritual side of it. Remember the woman who was caught in the very adultery? And the law say, and the word say, they quoted that stuff. And Jesus went on them. Okay, that's what I want to do, okay? Now, you were without sin, you cast the first stone. See, people don't try to see the spiritual side. And it's sad that we got leaders that don't understand that. Putting folks out of the organization, they call them putting them out of the church. I'll just tell you what they say. Putting them out of the church because they don't come up to their moral standards.
Have mercy.
But I go like, baby, God love you. Don't worry about it. Your heart is in the right place.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Say that.
See, everybody ain't there, brothers and sisters, because everybody can't be spirit. Everybody don't see the whole picture. They see what they want to see.
That's right.
But thanks for going there, Pastor. Romans 8, 5 and 6 and 7. You can't be carnal-minded, brothers and sisters. You got to be spiritual-minded. So we thank Pastor for that. And on that note, brothers and sisters, nobody else have anything else to say. We will see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.